My tori tori people, make una for no one or two. I don't bust out with another frequency. I want make una know about Blount disease. People pikin when get bone leg. I want make una know everything one I suppose know about time. Oh yeah, now Blount disease they named after one pediatric orthopedic surgeon, Walter Blount. This disease then it ain't known to affect the lower legs. Humans get bone when they call tibia. For children with this disease, growth disorder of this bone, so now they cause the lower legs to bow in, to be like bow leg, to bend, enter. Yes, how rickets stay different from Blount disease? To naked eyes, difference not there between person when gets rickets and person when gets this bow leg. So, cause for the two, the leg go bow, the leg go bend, enter. For people with rickets, calcium, vitamin D, and phosphorus, all these ones when they're responsible for the proper growth and strength of bones, it's not sufficient, it's not enough, it's not adequate. Once they treat them, the person with rickets gets in bones corrected with time. But it'll not be the same case so with Blount disease with bow leg. Although the cause is the unknown, if it results from genetic factors and development factors like excessive compression on the tibia. Yes, because this tibia so now the bone when they help to bear the weight of the body. This syndrome is relatively common for children when start to walk early and for the ones when get obesity. Also, it is more common for girls pass as it is common for boys and for people of African American descent. Although say the exact cause is not they known, many treatment options they they don't know say this treatment option so if it corrects bone deformities when they caused by this Blount disease. So my people, the treatment options so you're not delimited to the ones when I want list to, but make a list a few of them for you. Non-surgical intervention for children under the age of 3, you notice say the pekin leg don't the bow, the feet put bracing. Now that one a proven way to correct the defects. The idea behind this treatment method now to guide the bone, the pekin leg, make it grow for straighter position as the pekin the age. Surgery in another one. This surgery, so adolescents, adults, and children above the age of 3, when get this disease, they could need surgery to correct their bone defects. Some types of surgical intervention, the one when they go break all the bone parts of the legs and they go come realign them for straight pattern. Other surgical techniques, they involve the use of staples for one side of the pekin leg to stop further growth for that side and also to guide the growth of the leg into straighter position. If you find out, say, your pekin leg appear to the bembe enter inside, you appear bow, not panic, but follow healthcare professional talk for guidance. Blount disease, they disfiguring, and they completely repairable, and your pekin will get straight-looking legs after the procedure. If you like no more, visit our website, www.criticalhealth.com. Don't forget to follow us for our social media platform, at Critical Health. For Critical Health, when we look, say, our people don't know anything about any particular disease, we go carry and we go turn around for your domot, make you for know one or two about them. Till I come your way next time, Critical Health now, they send me this message and to Critical Health, send me. I don't dig go, I don't sign out. My name is Emma Odi Radio. We no get patchy.